Yeah, bright sunshiny day in Atlanta town.
Yeah, it always is.
Is it?
Well, not really. I mean, it rained pretty hard this weekend, but usually when we're talking, especially for this podcast, it's nice outside.
Sun comes out. Well, it's got to show off. It knows it's being recorded.
It's
If I had to guess,
exactly right.
I would
What'd
think
you do
so.
this weekend?
I've been trying really, really hard, as I think all of us have, to, keep to myself and keep to my apartment, and the food that I have in the pantry is what I'm eating for dinner. And if that means getting a little creative, so be it. But you eventually have to replenish your reserves.
You have to go outside.
You have to go outside, and I kind of keep feeling like I'm getting mixed information on best practices as far as that is concerned. Like, some people I know are doing Instacart, and they're doing Amazon Fresh, and that's recommended because there's less contact between you and the outside world. But
Sounds
then,
like you went into the outside world.
well, because then there's also this other side, this other faction that are really, really anti using certain brands, using certain services that perhaps are not treating their employees with the respect they deserve. And so I guess I got a little flustered about it. So I decided to
You
don
took
my
matters into your own
I
hands.
did I donned my finest no sewing required CDC recommended DIY bandana situation, and I
You
went out
hopped in the
into
Subaru.
Hopped in the Subie and went out into that wild blue yonder. And
Where'd you go?
I don't recommend to anybody in general, but especially not now. I do not recommend going to the post office. Did you know that?
Oh my God,
It's
why
not
would
a good
you go
idea.
there? They're about to go out of business.
They are not.
Yeah, like the post office is in big trouble.
Why?
I don't know. I've just been seeing the headlines. It's
Oh,
like,
is
yeah,
that
save the
what you're
post
thinking?
office.
Well, I would assume that we
Well, who
need them
wants
now
to
more than
read about the
ever.
post
Right.
office?
No, I know. No, I know. I just would assume that they're integral. I mean, what do we do without the post office? Somebody, my friend sent me yeast yesterday, Larry. She sent me yeast.
Oh, you got yeast to bake bread.
And how would I have done that
If
were it
you
not?
bake bread with that yeast and you don't post it on your Instagram stories, then I don't believe you did it.
Did it even happen?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no. Don't worry. The stakes are high. I know that. I have an entire community to blow away with what will, by the way, be the first bread I've ever baked in my entire
Gotta
life.
have that perfect
Sorry.
crack. It's gotta have that perfect garnish.
It's called scoring.
Oh,
Okay.
scoring. Sorry. I don't know. I just eat the bread.
Well, you won't be able to eat this bread, but it will hopefully be edible. That's really the fence that I'm swinging for. But yeah, I went to the post office. I don't recommend it. I went to the grocery store. I've never spent so much at the grocery store in one fell swoop. And I don't mean that I was by any means like hoarding or stockpiling. I just was trying to absolutely, eliminate the need for needing to go back for one or two things just to throw a dinner together. And
So tell me about some of the stuff you're going to cook with all of these groceries you bought. What are you planning on putting on that dining room table on your nice plates?
I made myself a grilled cheese sandwich for lunch, and I thought it was going to be gourmet, and I was pretty excited about it. And I got a tummy ache, man. Yeah, didn't turn out great, but
But you know what is great? Claire Curry.
Claire Curry, absolutely. One of our longtime contributors, a local or out of Atlanta, where Larry is also, and a fantastic content creator, if I do say so myself. She's a joy to chat with. She is a very, I think, soothing and optimistic presence, and she's got some great tips, I think, for how to stay entertained during this time,
I have a
which
lot of questions to ask her about Instagram stories.
I have a lot of questions to ask her about dogs. Okay, so let's get
All
to it.
right, let's call Claire.
Hey, Claire. Hey, how's it going?
Where are you right now?
Right now, I am actually in my parents' basement. I've been camped out with them for almost 4 weeks now. They live in Atlanta, and they only live about 20 minutes away from where I live. But I live
by myself in an apartment. And when our company transitioned to working from home indefinitely, I decided that I would rather be around some people. And I've been keeping a safe distance, and I've really only been going upstairs for meals, but it's nice to, it helps me feel safe, you know.
You're quarantining from your parents?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Are they keeping to themselves, or do they work? Are they, you know, kind of in a position where they have to keep going out into the world?
They are both retired and just living their best lives. They haven't been leaving the house that often, but I know they're going a little stir crazy. But the basement is pretty built out, and I've just been going on with my everyday life down here.
So you recently moved, right? You were, I think, weren't you by that like block where it felt like Miami?
Yeah.
By La Fruta?
Yeah. I feel like I've actually lived in some pretty cool places in Atlanta. So I lived in Old Fourth Ward, which is the condo that you were referring to. It's a really cool block of Atlanta that just makes you feel like you're in Miami, really colorful, tropical Art Deco buildings. And then I moved to Little Five Points, which, if you've been to Atlanta, is a pretty eclectic neighborhood. And I lived in a loft over there. And then in January, I just moved to this apartment, and it's like right where Edgewood meets Kirkwood. So it's really only about a mile and a half from where I lived before. And it's a beautiful two-story loft, and I'm still making it feel homey and making it feel like my own. It's tough. It's been tough moving every year. Things have just come up. Like in my first place, my landlord sold the unit. So I had to move, and it's just, moving is exhausting, but there are a lot of really cool buildings and complexes in Atlanta, especially a lot of old historical buildings. So it's been cool in that regard.
Now, you're a rare bird in Atlanta. You're an OG, like born ITP, and you've just kind of, like, you're hard to find. I'm a transplant even, and I love Atlanta very much, but I would think that you probably love it more than me.
It's been really cool. So I was born in Atlanta, and I grew up here, went to high school here, and then actually went to Georgia Tech for college. So I lived in Midtown. And then after I graduated, I moved to San Francisco for about a year and a half. Just kind of wanted a change of pace, a change of scenery. And after about a year and a half, I moved back, and it was really cool having the opportunity to kind of be able to get away for a little bit. And it made me really miss Atlanta. And it was nice to be able to come back to some place that I was really familiar with. But like in a year and a half, so much about the city changed in a really good way. And it was kind of like coming back to a brand new place.
Yeah. Now, what are some of your favorite places in Atlanta?
Oh, God.
Like, what had you wanting to come home from SF?
Yeah, San Francisco, I mean, will always be one of my favorite cities. I love going back to visit. But I really missed the pace in Atlanta. I feel like there's always something going on here. But people aren't like always in a rush like you find in some of the bigger cities around the country. So I just liked that. Atlanta has always felt like somewhere that you can settle. And I don't mean settle for something better. I mean like settle and like have a home base here. You know, it's somewhere where you can buy a home, but it still feels like a city, which I love.
But it's more sustainable than a place like San Francisco, which, you know.
Yeah. But I do miss, like, I miss being able to walk a lot of places in San Francisco. I've been lucky to live in neighborhoods in Atlanta that are pretty walkable. And I think that Atlanta is definitely improving in that area. But San Francisco is definitely more walkable, and or you could just take the train.
Well, but you, I imagine where you were living in Atlanta before moving in with your parents was a pretty walkable place. And I bet you're missing that just as much as any of us are right now. Any businesses in particular that were sort of your faves that you're craving or missing or, you know, counting down the days until you can go back to?
Yeah. So, like I mentioned, I live like Atlanta neighborhoods are kind of pointless because they all overlap. They all blend, they all overlap. But I live really close to downtown Kirkwood, which is a really cool neighborhood in Atlanta. And there's a Mexican spot called El Mariachi that has the best margaritas, and they have a like a covered patio. And I have just been dying to go enjoy a margarita on the patio. Oh my God, like same. In this beautiful weather. I'm really missing that. I'm also missing a lot of the coffee shops in Atlanta. Like,
What are some of your favorites?
So typically on like a typical weekend for me, I usually like to spend at least part of one day just going to a coffee shop. Usually Chrome Yellow is my favorite.
They got a nice vibe.
Yeah,
very Instagrammable in there.
I love Chrome Yellow, and it's nice to, it's usually pretty packed, but I love like being by myself, but surrounded by a ton of people.
Top three coffee shops in Atlanta, go.
Okay, Chrome Yellow. Okay, I have to say Brother Moto, but they just closed. Yeah. So I don't know if that really counts, but I love Chrome Yellow. I love Tap Room in Kirkwood.
I've never been there.
That's a good one. But I also love, there are so many. I would say those are my top three for now, but there are some other ones.
You were going to say Brash.
I do love Brash, but it's hard to get over to West Midtown.
I hear that. You know, they have an Atlanta History Center location as well,
which is beautiful. Mm-hmm. I really like
nice
that
vibe over there.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, speaking of Instagram, your feed is beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you.
And for anyone that goes to Claire's Instagram, what's the handle again? It's like Claire Curry.
Just my name.
So you go to her handle, and like, it's just so consistent, beautiful pictures. What's your secret?
Oh, thank you. I think a lot of the pictures that I post on my feed are either, like when I'm on a trip, I tend to post a lot, but also like the couple of weeks after I get home from a trip and it's all I can think about. I tend to kind of do photo dumps after trips.
Just content for days.
Yeah. All the content. I love traveling, love taking way too many pictures when I travel. I'm shameless, but I love taking selfies with my friends. I just am a big fan of that.
No shame in that.
No, you're honest. That's what a lot of people can't say the same thing when it comes to selfies, but you're not alone. And
I have pretty short arms, but I've definitely found the key to like taking a good selfie. So
what would you say? What about, I always try and scout the best, who I think will be the best photographer out of a crowd of strangers if I want to ask somebody else to take a picture.
Yes.
I always walk
into a room and you like read it and you're like, that's
right.
The person I'm going to ask if I need to.
I even walk into a room is just to establish who I think would be the best, the best photographer offhand. No, I think I always find that females do better than males, generally speaking, because what you want is a person who's going to take a lot of photos, not just one, so that you have options.
Right.
You got to find the veteran.
The veteran?
Yeah, you got to find someone who you know has done this before.
And Claire, how do you think you perform if somebody asks you to be that person? Like, are you like, oh, I'm going to make their day?
I honestly thrive. And, sometimes I will see like, before all this started, I was at Victory on a Saturday getting a beer with some friends.
Park,
yeah.
Right on the Beltline.
best. And it was like the last day before everyone went on lockdown. And there was a big family like at the table right next to us. And I could tell that I could tell they wanted to take a picture. Like they were kind of trying to figure it out. And I just walked up to them and I was like, hey, let me take some pictures for you. And people really appreciate that.
Dang, you made their day.
I think that's fun to just go up and, because a lot of times people are nervous to approach other people to ask them to take a picture. And it's really
especially if you're like in a cool guy spot, like Victory's a little hip too, right? So then you're like, people have tattoos and things like that. And you're like, oh, I don't know if I'm cool enough to ask you to take my picture, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, but then I got to ask you this. Speaking of, you know, approaching people for photos, you've got this this really fun side project called Pups of the Beltline, if I'm not mistaken, on Instagram. So that involves a lot of approaching strangers and asking, can I pet your dog and also take a picture of your dog?
Yeah. How does that happen?
Yeah. So
and why did you start doing that?
Well, I'll also start off by saying that I just in general, like not even just with picture taking, but I really don't have a problem going up and starting conversations with people. I think it's actually quite fun. But anyways, so I, in my last job, my old office was right on the Beltline, and my boss and I and some of my colleagues would frequently like take after lunch walks just up and down the Beltline. And I have always loved dogs. Anyone who knows me knows that I love dogs. I know all of their breeds. Like I'm just obsessed. And one day my coworker and I were taking a walk on the Beltline and I saw a dog that I knew the breed of it, but it was apparently a breed that nobody else had heard of, and a Catahoula leopard dog. And
those are so common. Everybody knows about them.
No, they're really not.
Oh, I'm just joking. I have no idea what that is. No,
they're really not in Atlanta. I've never seen one in Atlanta. And my coworker was like, how do you even know that? Like, what the heck? So I follow the Doggist. I don't know if you're familiar with him, but he's like my idol. And the Doggist posts, it's kind of like a Humans of New York, but with dogs. And it started off in New York City, and now it's kind of like a global account. But yeah, I was like, I want to bring that to Atlanta. And there are so many dogs all along the Beltline all the time. And yeah, I got the handle like a couple of years ago, but I really started posting within the last like year and a half. And it's gotten to the point where sometimes I'll go up to someone to ask them to take a picture of their dog and they're like, oh, I already follow you. And that's just the biggest compliment. So,
wow, that's very cool.
it's been awesome. And, you know, obviously having to get creative with what type of content I'm posting right now, because obviously nobody is, you know, leaving their homes or walking on the Beltline, or they shouldn't be. Like we normally. So I'm really excited to pick that back up once all of this is over.
Wow, you have so much like social media dog clout. People have like heard of you before you even approach them to take their dog picture. It's amazing.
But, you know, Atlanta has a surprising amount of dog influencers, I must say. Like there are some Instagram famous dogs in Atlanta.
Wow. It's like, wasn't there like a Netflix show about like like Instagram famous pets? I think maybe it was cats.
So you might be thinking of, there was like a docuseries, like I think it was like 6 episodes called Dogs on Netflix, and it was amazing. And one of the episodes.
Did you binge it? You watched it all
over? Oh, on it?
Oh, I wish. Although I did.
But that's goals.
See that they were casting for a season 2, but I currently don't own a dog, sadly. But
that can be fixed. That can be arranged.
I know. I'm thinking it's the time.
Like, are you going to adopt a dog?
I really want to. Like, but everyone is like right now, I feel like everyone is fostering or adopting, and you have to get your applications in like quickly if you want to get the dogs, because everyone wants to right now, which is a great problem. I'm so happy that so many dogs are finding their homes right now. But I applied for a dog last week, and literally right when I clicked submit for my application, I checked the Instagram post and she was already adopted. So
it's like when I try to buy sneakers online.
It's like, looking for an apartment.
I know. It's like
things so hype these days.
I know. But everyone wants, you know, a buddy at home with them right now. And
oh yeah.
Nothing but time and nothing but love to give.
Right.
One of my good friends decided at the beginning of all of this to adopt a cat for the first time. Now, hasn't had an animal her adult life. And it was a big step. And so I thought, you know, awesome, way to go. Got this super cute cat. I checked in yesterday. She got a second one already.
How long?
I want to say 3.5 weeks.
Wow.
I know.
Cats live a really long time too.
They sure do. Yeah. My point is there's always room for one more. So Claire, I'm going to need you to get on it and go ahead and become a pet mom.
I know. I am honestly shocked that I have made it this long. Like, right now I consider myself like the cool aunt to a lot of my friends' dogs, but I think I'll know when it's the right one.
Sure. For the long distance aunt at this time.
Yeah. I'm sure I'll be able to see this dog on Pups of the Beltline's Instagram account.
Probably. Yeah.
This dog's going to be a star.
I mean, honestly. And what you just said made me think of the fact that the dog that I grew up with was actually named Star. So.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man. I don't think I could ever name a new dog Star. I know some people do that, but I think that's a little, I just couldn't ever name.
You can't replace the old one.
You could do something Star adjacent, like, you know, something astronomical in some regard. Well, we can workshop some stuff.
Actually, I have a friend who had a dog. It was like a boxer named Kudo.
Uh-huh.
Kudo passed away and he got another boxer.
His name was
Kudo 2. Kudo 2 passed away. He got another boxer, Kudo 3.
No way.
I guess he just couldn't let go.
How much time in between the passing of the dogs? Because this is raising some alarms.
That's a little, I don't know. That's sensitive information. I have no idea. But switching gears real quick. Claire, tell me about these tea-related Instagram stories I keep seeing. With these wafer biscuits.
Oh my God.
What is this?
Okay, so.
You're a tea head, aren't you?
I love tea. I have been missing boba so much. I cannot wait to go get some boba when all of this is done. I was actually contemplating trying to find some of the pearls that I could make my own boba from. But anyways, that has nothing to do with this. So back when I was going into the office every day, we always had amazing snack cabinets with a bunch of different snacks to choose from. And every now and then they would have Stroop waffles, which are basically, it's hard to explain them. They're like really thin waffle cookies and they're sandwiched together with caramel in between them. So the idea behind them is you're supposed to put them on top of like a mug with some sort of hot drink. So usually either coffee or tea, and it steams the cookie. It steams the Stroop waffle. And after a couple minutes, you basically can like pull the cookie apart and it's just like melted caramel.
Oh, and the caramel like
it's so good. Yeah.
Caramel pull.
It is the best. It's so good. And I had a couple, that I had brought home from the office. And then at Christmas, my dad had actually gotten me like a Costco size container of the Stroop waffles because he knew that I loved them so much.
That's really nice.
And so I had this whole stash of them at the beginning of all of this. And it's like a really therapeutic thing to steam the cookie and then like pull it apart. I don't know. It's just really therapeutic for me. And it was also a routine that I could get into. So I basically just had one stroopwafel a day. I'm still doing it now. And it's basically just a time where I can enjoy a little treat. And sometimes I'll post them on my Instagram story and put it to some music that I'm enjoying, or just post some of my random thoughts for the day. It's just turned into a little routine for me. And I think routine right now is to a certain extent is so important. Mm-hmm. Something that I can look forward to every day. And I just had to order another box because I ran out, but they have them on Amazon in case you're wondering. And
it's an essential item.
It is. I mean, it's been really fun. And sometimes I'm like, should I really post this? Am I annoying people? But most of the time I'm just like, makes me happy. So maybe it'll make somebody else happy.
I think that's good.
You can't second guess the content. You just got to put it out there. You're not harming anybody. Make the content.
But it's also hard because I can't show, I think a lot of people are confused by it because I can't show how you're supposed to rip apart the cookie when I'm filming with one hand, you know?
You need to get like an iPhone tripod situation.
Yeah.
See, this is why you have to approach it stronger. This is what I'm saying.
I know. I need to figure out how I can do that. But it's been great. Highly recommend.
Well, yeah, it sounds like you have some pretty good tips for how to stay sane and happy during all of this. So creating a routine, that's big. Any other tips for, you know, self-care in the time of quarantine?
Totally. Yeah. I think one of the biggest things that I've learned from all of this is to rest when your body tells you to rest. You know, I think I've been really encouraged by a lot of the conversation going around about, how it's okay to not be like 100% productive during this time. I really think that resting is important when your body needs it, but also making sure that you're still moving your body and staying however active you want to be. So for me, I've been, I normally go to yoga a couple times a week, like in normal life. So I've been taking some online classes and been opting for some slower paced classes just because it's just really hard for me to do like a full on intense flow by myself.
Yeah. It
doesn't feel right. So I've been doing a lot of slower like yin classes that I feel like are the best for me right now.
Any local studios in particular whose content you recommend?
So I go to Yoga Works, which is in Inman Park, and I love that studio so much. One of my favorite instructors, his name is Taylor Harkness, and he has been posting some other classes on like a different platform. I forget the name, but Taylor Harkness for any and all yoga needs. He's just the best, but. On the flip side of that though, I have been, if I am in the mood for like a more intense, I'll put that in quotes, like intense workout, I guess. One of my favorite comedians, her name is Greta Titelman. She has been hosting these like Instagram live workouts, if you want to call it. It's basically like a dance workout class where she we'll pick five songs, and one song you do abs, one song you do arms, and one you do legs. And then the fourth song is what she calls matcha, which is basically just like the only rules are you just have to dance the whole song, like no breaks. You just like go crazy and dance. And she's been bringing on some comedians to like feature during matcha. It's just the best. So if you want something a little bit more high speed, but not super overwhelming, she's your girl.
Okay. Good intel. Well, so, you know, I think it's safe to say that some of your interests are pets, tea, yoga. And traveling and taking tons of pictures of traveling when you do. What are you missing right now? Did you have to cancel any trips in the near term? You got any that are, you know, just starting to form in your daydreaming space that you can't wait to take?
Yeah. So the next trip that I was actually supposed to take was at the end of May. And my oldest best friend was going to get married in Lake Como, Italy.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And I was going to take a couple days before going to Italy to spend in London, which is one of my favorite cities in the whole world. And obviously, the wedding had to be moved. But she's still going to do it in Lake Como just next year, probably next May. So I have that to still look forward to, just not.
That's nice.
Not in a couple weeks.
No.
Yeah, but that was a bummer, but I'm excited that I'll still be able to go there next year. I've never been to Lake Como. I've been to other parts of Italy, but I'm really excited to go there. So that was the only trip that I had, like, actually bought tickets for. But I mean, I'm really missing lots of different parts of Europe. Like, this time 3 years ago, I was on, I was probably in, I think at this point, Stockholm. Like, I had gone to a few different cities on a solo trip to Europe, and I was in Stockholm 3 years ago, which is one of my favorite places. And I've been getting all of the Facebook memories popping up. So I'm really missing Europe, but I'm also missing just a lot of, I'm missing so many of my friends and family around, around the country. And like, my brother lives in New York, and I still have a bunch of friends out in San Francisco, and I just can't wait to be able to go to both of those cities after all this is done. And
are you doing anything to like stay in touch with them right now? Like a lot of FaceTiming or anything?
Yeah. So we actually just did our first like big family Zoom on Sunday night, which took a while for my grandma to figure out how to do that on her iPad, but we worked that out. So that was really nice. We have some family in Colorado too. So it was nice to be able to see everyone on one screen. But yeah, it's actually, I think one of the silver linings in all of this, especially with my, friends and family out in San Francisco, is usually like during the work week, it's pretty hard to, like work out schedules, especially like if I get home from work at like 6 o'clock, like the 3 hour time change just makes it really hard to have like long, meaningful phone conversations with my friends out there. Kate, I'm sure that you can relate with your friends and family on the East Coast, but, it's been really nice to be able to have those like 1-2 hour long phone chats with, some of my friends on the West Coast.
Yeah. So when this is all over, you have a friend that's never been to Atlanta before, they come to visit you, say money's no object, time's no object, and it's Saturday. What are you doing? Like, where are you taking these people?
Well, is it sunny out? Can we assume that it's sunny?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Ideal day.
Well, also like Atlanta gets so hot in the summer, so I'm going to make the assumption that it's like a nice 80 degree sunny day.
Yeah.
Okay, so we will wake up. We will go to brunch, which I miss. I'm such a breakfast food is my favorite food. I miss going to brunch. We would go to Ria's for brunch, breakfast burritos. Maybe scoot on down to Muchacho for some coffee after. Muchacho has like a great, I guess it's like a huge patio that it's just like great vibes there and great coffee. And then if it's too hot to handle being outside, I would say probably go to the High, because I love the High and I think it's super underrated. But they had a lot of really cool exhibits before quarantine.
I think their permanent collection is really good.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
What is the High?
The High Museum, it's like modern art, but a lot of American art. Am I explaining it totally? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot of sculptures.
Like yeah. Yeah. And it's like right in Midtown. Like the building itself is really, really pretty. And it's right by like our Symphony Hall. And
yeah, that's a good place to take someone from out of town.
Yeah.
Like the everything about that place is like photogenic.
Yeah, totally. And then I think probably head back to Inman Park area, probably take him to Victory. I love going there just for a drink. They have great palomas. And I would love to just be able to sit outside and drink with friends. And then what else? See, dinner is the hard part.
How about from Beetle Cat, the Den?
I love Beetle Cat. But
I love the Den.
I feel like when it's nice out, because they're like
it's kind of dark.
Yeah, it gets really packed really easily. But I do love Beetle Cat, and I love their food upstairs too.
I'm just a sucker for tropical stuff, so I go there.
Yeah. Yes, and SOS.
He knows this about me.
Are you a fan of SOS?
Yeah, I love SOS.
Well, then maybe what the thing to do would be is to go.
Maybe by that point, I've run into you.
Exactly. Also, there's another Victory in Decatur that's connected to SOS, so maybe we should just transition over there. But yeah, drinking outside, I feel like that would be a majority of the day. And then
is there time built in for a nap?
Or
do you guys not nap?
I'm horrible at napping.
You guys are just turbo.
Hang on, Larry. She doesn't need that yet.
I am a horrible napper. And I also know if I take a nap after I've been drinking, sometimes I just end up asleep.
Can't rally.
Yeah, 100%. That's why.
Not a rallier at all.
I don't think you're supposed to rally after a certain point.
Yeah.
You know, I just let my body,
we know what side of the fence Kate's on.
Yeah. I'm no spring chicken, as they say. And give me a pitcher of mimosas and then give me a 12-hour nap.
Yes. And then I think dinner would definitely be Mexican, somewhere for tacos and margaritas. I love El Mariachi, like I mentioned, but I love Taqueria del Sol. I miss Taqueria del Sol so much.
Yeah, Taqueria del Sol.
Or La Fonda. I mean, there's so many good Mexican restaurants in Atlanta. And then I think we'd end the night going dancing. I love MJQ, the disco room and MJQ, but I also love if like I'm really in the mood, there are some bars on Edgewood, like Mother. I love going to, if I have lots of energy.
I was going to say, you've got lots of energy, girl.
But I am normally like a pretty low key person, but I think right now, like many people, you know,
get a couple palomas in
there. I just want to do everything once I do again.
Once we're unleashed, I think we'll all have that college energy back again. So that's something to look forward to. So Claire, I know that you love a good show as much as anybody and are probably kind of missing out on the live music scene right now in Atlanta. It sucks. It super sucks. But what are you missing? Was there anything on your calendar that you had to cancel?
Yeah. So Atlanta has some of my favorite concert venues in the country. It's a great hub of live music. And I had like three concerts that I was supposed to go to in March and April that were obviously all canceled, which is such a bummer. And I know.
What were the shows?
I was going to go see Soccer Mommy at Variety Playhouse.
That's a great venue.
I know. It's the best. And then I was also going to go see, I never know how to say her name, Bee Badooby, I think that's what her name is, at Aisle 5. And then Noah Gunderson at Eddie's Attic, which was going to be like a stripped down show, and it was going to be so good. But
he must be a singer songwriter.
Yes, he is. He is, and he was going to do. He had a really cool plan that I had never seen before. He was coming for two nights, and both nights he picked two of his albums that he was going to perform from start to finish, like stripped down, which was going to be so cool. I'm hoping that he reschedules it so I can still see that. But yeah, and then like many other people in Atlanta, I had tickets to go see or to go to Shaky Knees in May, which is a great festival that I haven't been to in a couple of years, but they moved that to October, I think. So yeah, I'm really missing out on live music. I go to concerts all the time, but I think that this time has given artists a lot of like really great opportunities to kind of bring those live experiences to their fans. So like in some cases I've been able to get closer to some of my favorite artists than I probably would at a live show. Like I'm 5'1". It's hard for me to see sometimes at concerts that I go to, and you know, between like Instagram lives and some live sessions on YouTube, I feel like I've gotten to get up close and personal with a lot of my favorite artists, which has been really, really cool.
What's an album that's been kind of getting you through this?
That is a good question. I think right now, one of my favorite singers is a guy named Tom Misch. He is out of London, and he just has a really cool, it's kind of like jazzy, hip hop, like it's just like groovy. That's the word that comes to mind when I think of him.
Front to back, no skips.
Yeah, I could listen to that album on repeat forever. And he's actually been doing some really cool sessions on YouTube. He's calling them like quarantine covers, I think, where he covers a different song every week. And he also just put out, or I think it's coming out at the end of this week, like a new record with another artist. So I think that I'm going to buy that. And my parents have a record player here, so be able to listen to it on the record player.
Tell our listeners really quickly, if you don't mind, where they can find you online. I got a couple of Instagram handles that folks should check out.
Yeah, definitely. So my personal Instagram is my name, so claire.curry. And my other Instagram that we talked about is Pups of the Beltline, all one word, on Instagram.
Fantastic. Well, Claire, thank you so much for taking some time to hang out with us this afternoon. We're really glad to be talking with anyone and everyone who has tips on staying sane, and it's helping us feel connected to our fantastic local community, and just hearing some of the places that you miss and that you're talking about, I think is a bright spot in our days and gives us a, you know, reminder of what there is to look forward to.
It's got me daydreaming about Atlanta once this is all over.
I know. I can't wait. It feels like a ghost town right now, but it's not permanent, and we'll all be out enjoying the sunshine soon.
One day, absolutely.
All right. Thanks so much, Claire.
Yeah, thanks.
Bye. Take care.